For example, we had a woman who was in her 90s this past winter who wanted to go back home. She had two pet birds. She wanted to take care of them. She wanted to be with her family members and with her YWCA home care aide. The hospital was not going to release her if we weren't committed to providing services. So you either have a hospital paying that high cost of keeping, not only keeping her in the hospital, but she doesn't want to be there and won't recover as well. It's not going to be the right place for her. Whereas if we have these services, it's cheaper, it's better, she will recover better. She was eventually able to go home and we are still taking care of her. And without that program, without that money, somebody like her would be in the hospital and we would all still be paying for it in a roundabout way, but at a much higher cost and a much lower quality. And those people really have shown, and studies have shown, that the independence of that really makes them healthier. So it's a health issue as well as, you know, it is good for the budget to keep them in their homes. And I also think it shows a great deal about how we treat that generation and give them the respect that, you know, an hour a day here or there can keep them independent and keep their life great. And that's worth it.
Are there other places where some of the seniors could get these services other than the Y?
There are a couple other people who, or a couple other organizations who provide the same thing. However, at the time that the state budget was not signed, several of them closed. And what happened was we took on all of their clients. There are still a couple organizations in town that do this, but at a much smaller scale, probably max about 35 clients. So we have a huge number of clients, and with the way that the program is set up, we are not ever allowed not to take a client. We have 14 days to get that client served, which is great and it's ideal. Usually we get them served in 2 to 3 days. However, the state has that requirement while they don't pay us the reimbursement that they have also, that is also part of that contract.
So how do you keep going if you don't have the funds to give the services that they're telling you you have to give within 14 days?
Right. We've been operating at a huge deficit. We're not at the point yet where we have had to use our line of credit, but we do have a line of credit. And we have gone to our board and asked for additional funds for certain things from some of our, you know, investment accounts and things that we typically would never touch because that is our stability. So we are kind of at that, you know, you're right at that point where you kind of have to make a decision. And so we are really urging our representatives to get this together quickly. We really have to make a decision. With that program specifically, it's kind of all or nothing. So if we can't continue to do it for another year, then we would need to end the program. And we would absolutely hate to have to do that. We have about 90 home care aides. Those are the employees that go out to the homes. So obviously shutting down a program would not only affect all of those clients and potentially clients' families who, you know, live in another state and now would be worried or would have to send them somewhere. And it also affects those 90 employees and their families and the economy here in Bloomington Normal.
What other services are you having to turn people away from?
The other thing that we have been struggling with is our Medivan program. People do have to qualify for that. So with the state being kind of in transition and things being slow, we're not seeing that people are actually reaching out for these services. People are assuming that these services aren't there anymore. We've been continuing to provide the service whether or not the state has been paying, but we've noticed that some people have assumed that it's not there and they don't call. And so what happens is you see people who need dialysis 3 times a week who don't get it, or they need chemo once or twice a week and they don't get it, or they attempt to take a city bus and they're on the city bus for a couple hours after dialysis, which is not ideal. And if they're in a wheelchair, we are their only option.
Even if the legislature passes a budget finally for 2016 or even 2017, there's a sense that this governor wants to reduce the budget. Do you feel that the budget will be reduced on the backs of the most needy people?
I definitely do. I think that there is a general idea that a lot of these services are just for people who are not either working or not really committed to helping themselves. But when you really break it down and look at these services, they are for people who either physically cannot help themselves, age-wise, cannot take care of themselves, and in some of the other areas, you know, it's parents who are working, it's survivors who did not choose to be assaulted. So I think there is this stigma out there that everything that has to do with a social service agency is for people who just need to get their life together. And I think if you really look at our programs, you will see that these fill very real gaps. I think you would see a much different community if these all went away. And I think if there was one or two days of that, everybody in Springfield would change their mind.
It would look like a very different community. What does that mean?
I think you would see a lot more crime. I think you would see a lot more emergency calls. You would see a lot of kids on the street. You would see people not being cared for. You would see a lot of neglect. You would see a lot of people not working because they don't have the services. They would be staying at home taking care of their parents or their kids. It would affect everybody.
Do you have a sense that the legislators and the governor, Governor Rauner, understand their obligations? There's a question of how could they let this go on so long?
In their daily life, they might see that business is the way to solve everything. And while we want to operate as a business and obviously be very efficient, I think there is a place for the government to care for its citizens. And I think when you're talking about the most needy and the most vulnerable, you know, people have been assaulted, for example, a business is not going to fix that. I don't think you can privatize your way out of that. We need to take care of each other. I see that as coming first. And I think maybe if the perspective was a little bit different, we would all benefit in the end. Obviously, my mission is YWCA's mission, and that's to give everybody peace, dignity, and freedom. And so I see that as every citizen, not just those who are financially independent.
Liz German is the Vice President of Operations for the YWCA of McLean County. Thank you, Liz, for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Judy Valente.